Thank you. Thank you for all for coming. I'm going to be reading a story called Little Lisa Marie that some of you may remember from a workshop that you were in that she was in. This was a story that she turned it in and no one liked it. And not because it wasn't written, because all her work tended to be written really, really well, but because of the lack of, I guess, morality, goodness, normal human, whatever it is, in the heart of the narrator. But with Julie, if you say, she's always capable of entering those realms. And I think knowing her, there was this daring aspect of her psyche. And instead of toning down her narrator and making her more appealing to the world, she beefed her up to make her more clearly whatever she was. I think of Julie as someone who had a vision, and she was fearless in setting it forth. And she also, as you know, had a wicked sense of humor. And her humor often sat on the realm between, what can be spoken of and what can't be spoken of. So here I'm going to be speaking of things that possibly shouldn't be spoken of, you can react as you react. Little Lisa Marie. What everybody seems to forget is that she was already dead. People act like I was a horrible mother, but my little girl was dead, and that's what I had to deal with. Face facts and move on. NBC 5 News at 10 o'clock, November 28th, 1995, Brent Marshall. Good evening, Tulsa. We have a breaking story to report tonight. Around 6 o'clock this evening, 5-year-old Lisa Marie Bennett disappeared from the Equestrian Estates Shopping Center. The girl's mother, Ray Ann Martin, reports that she left the girl alone while she went into a dressing room to try on a blouse, and when she came out, her daughter was gone. Lisa Marie is approximately 40 inches tall. She has shoulder-length brown hair and brown eyes. When last seen, she was wearing jeans, a red and white t-shirt, and a pink parka. There are no pictures of the girl available. Roberta Martinez. Ironic that this should happen during this holiday season when our thoughts are turned to family and children. Brent. Yes, ironic, and on one of the busiest shopping days of the year, too. And another thing, it's not like I killed her. I mean, people are acting like I was the one that did it. The papers didn't make it out much better. They said I watched. Well, to me, watched means you set out to see something, like you watch television. Yeah, I was in the room, and yeah, I saw what happened, but I didn't watch. I just saw it. After the accident, it took Dan and me a couple of days to figure what to do. The plan we settled on was I'd go to the mall when it was real busy, tell the security guy she was missing, and go home. We had no idea it'd be such a big deal. I mean, it wasn't like she was a kid anybody noticed when she was around. But they kept me at the shopping center for 2 hours. Then they made me go to the police station and tell them everything I could remember about other shoppers in the store. I made up some stuff about a suspicious-looking guy being in ladies' wear just to give them something else to think about. Then I had to work on one of those composition drawings of someone I made up. It was almost 10 o'clock before I got home. Dan was worried to death, and on top of everything else, upset that he had to order Domino's for supper. When I told him everything that happened, he went kind of pale. He said, "That kid of yours can't stop being trouble." I kept my mouth shut. Dan's a good man. He married me even though he didn't want a kid. You gotta respect him for that. Most men, we'd have a date or two, they'd meet Lisa, and it was goodbye, Charlie. Which is kind of funny, considering I planned her so I could get a man. I was never real popular in high school, kind of like two levels down from the cheerleaders and such. It seemed to me I was prettier than any of them, and my hair flipped just like theirs, and I wore the right clothes. But there was no getting into that group. All I could figure was they decided in kindergarten who was going to be in the in crowd, and it wasn't me. Anyway, Lisa's father, Ronnie Bennett, was the most popular guy I ever dated. He got to start 2 games as quarterback when Lemmy Johnson got mono. I looked around and figured he was the best I was going to do. Like I say, I face facts. His mother was real active in the Right to Life, which meant he wouldn't make me go to the clinic, not with her picketing with a dead baby in a jar. So I quit taking my pills. Ronnie wasn't happy about having to get married, but he liked being able to have sex all the time. He decided he'd like having a son and started calling it Elvis. I figured things were going to be great once I got my figure back and he had his little football player. So, first disappointment, no Elvis, it's Lisa Marie. Second disappointment, they bring her in, and I know you're not supposed to say this, but they bring her in and she's ugly. She's bald and red, and her head comes to a point. Ronnie took one look at her and said, "Damn, it's a pinhead." The nickname kind of stuck, even after her head rounded out, even after Ron had left. Third disappointment. We get her home, and she screams a blue streak. People said it was colic, but it seemed willful to me. On TV, all the babies smile and goo when you pick them up, but she just arched back and screamed louder. Like she didn't even want me touching her. She screamed like Ronnie couldn't stand it. She screamed till Ronnie couldn't stand it anymore. One night he just said those words, "Rayanne, I can't stand it anymore." He packed his stuff and moved back with his folks. You know who was left with the screamer. And none of my other dates ever took to her. She stopped the screaming, but she still acted tacky. You try making up to a kid that acts cowed every time you come in the room. Hiding in the corner, whimpering like some sick puppy. Behavior like that makes a man uncomfortable, and that makes him mad. I, for one, understand that point of view. Sometimes I'd shake her and say, "Stand up straight, smile, act like a happy kid." But it was a waste of breath talking to her. She wouldn't learn how to please a man. That night, after I got home from talking to the cops, I was standing in the kitchen eating a cold pizza, and all of a sudden, Dan starts yelling for me to come in the living room. There I was on TV, coming out of the police station. Those actresses always claim the camera puts 20 pounds on you, and I'm here to tell you it's true. I looked fat as an old hog, and my hair, I knew I never should have let Olivia give me that perm. NBC Today Show, 7:45 a.m., November 29th, 1995. Kathy Richardson. A little girl has disappeared in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Little Lisa Marie Bennett was Christmas shopping with her mother when she suddenly vanished. Police are assuming the worst, that the child was abducted. These stories, which touch us all year, are especially poignant during the holiday season. We have joining us this morning from Tulsa the girl's mother and stepfather, Rayanne and Dan Martin. Good morning to you both. Dan, good morning. Rayanne. Good morning, Kathy. Kathy. Mrs. Martin, I know this is a dreadful time for you, but could you tell us about your daughter's disappearance? Rayanne. Well, we were shopping for a dress for her to wear to her Christmas program. I was picking out dresses and holding them up for her. I found one she liked. It was pink velvet. Pink. Pink's her best color. And I went to see if they had it in her size. When I came back, she was gone. Kathy. And how did you feel at that moment, experiencing every parent's worst nightmare? Rayanne. Well, like you said, it was my worst nightmare. Kathy. I see you are holding a teddy bear. Is that a special toy? Rayanne. Yes, it was Lisa's. It was little Lisa Marie's favorite toy. She slept with it every night. Breaks down in tears. I'll spare you that acting. Kathy. I know this is hard. Mr. Martin, we have a report this morning that the police have a lead. A shopper arriving at the mall at about 6:30 yesterday evening was reported seeing a man forcing a crying child into a pickup. The witness didn't see the child's face because she was wearing a hood, but she was approximately Lisa Marie's size, and she was wearing a pink parka. Does this news give you hope? Dan, some black guys had her for 12 hours. He snorts and shakes his head. Yeah, right. Kathy, I see. Coughs, shuffles, papers. Mrs. Martin, I understand that the reason you agreed to appear this morning was so that you could send a message to your daughter's abductor. Rayanne. Yes. Please, whoever you are, take good care of my little girl. She's her mama's angel. She's a good girl and never gave anyone a minute's trouble, and bring her back. I don't know if I can go on without her. Kathy. Thank you, Mr. and Mrs. Martin. Our prayers are with you and little Lisa Marie.